Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got to mention the Rangers trade, BT. It is now official. Chris Kreider accepted the deal to go to Anaheim as the Rangers begin breaking up the core. I know Ranger fans are emotional. This had to happen. Like, unfortunately, and yeah, he's an all-time great Ranger, the all-time leader in playoff goals, third in the regular season. Maybe one day they do retire the number 20 to the rafters. I'm sure that will happen one day down the road here. I'm not sad about it because this group had more than enough opportunity to get the job done, and they just could not do it. So this had to happen. I'm glad that he accepted the trade, even with the no-trade clause, and the Ducks were one of the teams that was on his no-trade clause. So this is the first piece. Now I want Zibanejad out of here.
Yeah.
I hate to be, you know, harsh about it, but the reality is the Rangers were not winning the cup with the group. We saw that. They failed. So love you, Krides, but, I mean, it's time to build a new team here, a team that could go out there and try to win a Stanley Cup. And then the drought since 1994 and take advantage of having the best goaltender in the game in Igor Shesterkin. I can't get emotional and hold on to these guys. This is the best hockey move that Chris Drury could have made.
I think a lot of fans feel differently, though. Not that they don't know that it's the right move deep down. Because, listen, I don't know that he ever replicates what he did a couple of years ago when he had 26 power plays, led the league, 52 goals. I mean, played, I think, basically every single game. That was, what, 21, 22? You know, it's been diminished production so far, and the Rangers just need an obvious reset. So,
yeah,
I get it, but I think the emotion, you're different with us with this stuff. You don't let the emotion seep in. A lot of people do. He's going to be missed. A great Ranger.
I did when I was younger, but I think if you let the you can't.
I'm not saying you let it get in the way of a trade, like if you're running the Rangers.
Right.
But you're, I think Ranger fans right now, oh, man. I mean, I can't speak for him. I'm not even a huge hockey fan, but I mean, I don't know. What's the Knicks equivalent? What's the Yankees equivalent? Give me a name. Like, I don't know. Bernie? Bernie was a champion too. But similar, maybe?
He's not. I was going to say
Posada? How about Posada?
Maybe.
Who only won two of the four championships because he was the backup.
But still, they won championships. Like,
I know.
The Rangers didn't. Now, look, I'm sure my nephew is upset about this trade, but he's 11 years old. The time had to cut. You have to make this. I'm not saying I don't understand it. I do understand the emotion to it. This was the right move. They need to move on at some point. It just wasn't working. How many times are you going to bang your head against the wall and say, okay, well, we love Kreides. Can't let Kreides go. No, those are the tough decisions that can make you all of a sudden much better as an organization sooner. It failed. He wouldn't have been the first guy for me to go, but there's a reason why he's wanted by the Ducks. They needed to shed that salary, $6.5 million for the next couple of years, each year in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mika next. When they trade Mika, it sucks. It's sad. I'm more emotionally sad about the fact that they came up short all these years. That's what bothers me.
I get it. So,
I mean, if the Knicks could trade Patrick Ewing, yes, for an equivalent.
Yeah.
And Ewing was far better to the Knicks organization than Chris Kreider was to the Rangers organization. Like, at some point.
But that crushed me when they traded him, even though.
Me too.
The best move would have been to let him stay, let the contract expire, and then they would have reset their finances. Instead, they tried to rebuild on the fly.
I hated that move at the time. This is different, though.
No, I know it is. Well, first of all, Kreider's got a whole lot more game than Patrick did when he was dealt.
Point,
there's no doubt. So I guess the only question, and I'd like to know your answer here. I trust Leon Rose to retool the Knicks however they need to retool them. We've talked about that. You trust Drury?
I do.
Okay.
And I know I might be in the minority here. I know Hoff can't stand him.
That's why I'm asking, because I think a lot of people don't agree with that.
You know why I trust him? Right or wrong, every general manager is going to make some bad moves. Chris Drury is decisive. He has shown, and he's shown a callous nature to his decision-making, which sometimes could be a detriment. I happen to like that. When you're the front office, you're president of the team, and you got to make these tough decisions, you should not let emotion get involved.
Agreed with that.
Or worry about what the fans are thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's been callous. The way he handled Trouba, now I know that some people were saying, well, that was a detriment inside that locker room. Well, then to me, that's on the players in the locker room. And it's on Drury to get to identify the ones who aren't responding, get them out. They hired the right coach in Sullivan. He's a proven winner. I like his pedigree. And I do. To sum it up, I do trust Chris Drury.
Okay, here you go. All right.
Now, we'll find out what's going to happen here, and this will be his last chance to build this thing back up, you would think, but I do trust Drury. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to Soto. Tony's in Lodi. What's up, Tony?
Gentlemen, I'm coming correct. BT, I'm sure you remember me from the Lindor days.
Oh, I called you guys. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I called you guys about a month ago after that Minnesota series beside myself. Emotional, screaming, I wanted Soto out of here. I'm calling to say I'm sorry, Juan. I love you, Juan Soto. I woke up today thinking it was a dream, but realized it's reality that you're here for the next 15 years, okay? I got an 11-month-old son at home.
All right.
Just started saying, Mama, I'm skipping the dad that part. We're teaching him Soto next.
Go,
that's how much this, that's how much this guy's made me believe. Sal, I'm programmed for failure as a Met fan. I finally believe Juan Soto is here, and he's changing everything. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Tony. Look at that.
I remember Tony well. Yeah. Tony, you got to you gotta stop being so definitive so early. I mean, you backed it up on Lindor, and you backed it up on Soto.
But this is the right move here to join forces with Soto.
It is. I got to tell you this. I meant to send you the video last night. I just got busy. So we finished up our regular season rec baseball. It's not travel. It's rec. It's like right in the town, right? And we went on, not that it's not a break at all. Trust me, it's not. But the kids went undefeated, 10-0. All right.
Congrats. Okay.
No, that's it. Thank you. But I didn't do anything. So the coach, one of my buddies, brought a Soto Yankee jersey. And he had said, this is very interesting. He said that, he said maybe about a week ago, maybe we'll do this. And as we advance, we're going to cut a little piece of the Soto Yankee jersey off.
Okay.
Right? Now, last night, somebody sliced it with a scissor to get the process going because they finished up the regular season. And all the boys are like ripping and tearing and throwing it in the dirt. Colt didn't care at all. He doesn't care about Soto with the Mets.
See, but others do.
Yep.
Others do.
My house has moved on.
Yeah.
My crew's moved on. We've moved on.
I don't fully believe every Yankee fan has moved on from Juan Soto. And here's what I'd say. I'm happy with the results.
You should be.
Truly.
No, I know. If you're not, then you're just a tortured
truly
person.
Happy.
You have to be.
Like Tony was saying, he's conditioned to expect failure and the worst. Things done changed. Soto's a massive, massive part of it. It's not just him, but he's a massive part of the change. The feel is different around here. BT and Sal on the Fan. Soto.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.